Good morning, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Last time I was up here, we had finished chapter 4 of James. Today we're going to take a little break from James. Maybe for some of you that have been here every week that I've been up here doing that, there's a little sigh of relief. Because James can be tough. We've mentioned it before. You know, he's kind of that concerned parent. And you know that he wants the best for us. He wants us not to be living in both the world and kingdom and trying to do both at once. And so sometimes, you know, it kind of comes off as rules and discipline and not necessarily a lot of love and joy, even though deep inside we all know that's what he wants for us. He wants the best for us. Just like a parent sometimes, you know. You know they have your best interest in mind, but, you know, take a break. So anyway, I'm going to switch gears today, and I'm going to do something I wasn't too sure about. It's going to be a little bit different. But I thought back and forth about it, and I said, go for it. So we're going for it. And it has kind of to do with what that, in our opening group of choruses this morning, our songs, that third one was He Knows My Name, the one by Tommy Walker. And one of the verses in there says, I have a father. He calls me his own. He'll never leave me no matter where I go. And when you just kind of absorb those lyrics, it just gives you a really good, peaceful feeling about who our God, who our Father is. And sometimes I think we just got to sit back and do that. Just absorb our Father. And that's kind of what I wanted to do today. You know, I didn't want to, you know, kind of stay in that James theme for Mother's Day. And so what I did, and I wasn't real sure about this, but what I did is I pulled out something called the Father's Love Letter. And some people might be familiar with that. I don't know. It's something that's been around. I first caught wind of it in 2001. And, well, I'll just kind of go into it here. And I thought, even if people are familiar with it, even if people, you know, have read it or been through this before, it's something that we should do quite often. It really is. It's, to me, very rewarding. And so I thought I would kind of pass it on. But anyway, in the 90s, a man named Barry Adams made a quest to begin to know God more intimately as his Father. Over 9 months, he read every possible book and went to every meeting that dealt with the Father heart of God. He prayed and was prayed over by others to receive a deeper revelation of the Father's love for him. And while he, and I think us probably could say, had a good theological understanding of God as his Father, it really wasn't until he had this time to really focus on it that he had such a powerful encounter with God that it impacted his body, his soul, and spirit. After encountering God in such a powerful way, he began to see the Father's love everywhere he looked in the Bible. It was as if for him a light had been turned on. And he continued to ask God to help him to better comprehend his love in light of all the scriptures. And on top of that, he saw the incredible need that we all have to be loved in a way that only God can provide. Only God can love us. Kind of reminds you of that song, looking for love in all the wrong places. Well, the right place. By January 1999, he had compiled a series of paraphrased scripture with a simple message of the Father's love. And the Father's love letter was born, a compilation of Bible verses from both Old and New Testament that are presented in the form of a love letter from God to the world, and individually to you and to me. The letter and its message has the ability to change lives because it is God's word. That's all he took. That's all he took was God's word. He paraphrased it, but he just took God's word. And his mandate was simply to deliver the love letter that God penned for the world. Since 1999, this message has been downloaded. He put it out on the internet, and this message has been downloaded millions of times from the website and in 80-plus languages to people in over 125 nations. We need to be reminded often about God's love for us. You know, we sang that this morning, but how many of us really parked there and said, wow, my God, my Father really loves us? So anyway, we're going to do the letter. I'm going to pull out a couple things here outside of the letter because I wanted to expand on a couple of the verses that he paraphrased just to kind of give you a feel of the difference here. But he starts, my child, you and me, my child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. And that's Psalms 139, 1 through 3. And I'm just going to read those as we get going here just to kind of show you. But in the NIV, 139, 1 of Psalms says, Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You are familiar with all my ways. So with that kind in mind, my child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. Matthew 10:29 through 31. For you were made in my image. Genesis 1:27. In me you live and move and have your being. Acts 17:28. I knew you even before you were conceived. Jeremiah 1:4 through 5. I chose you when I planned creation. Ephesians 1:11 and 12. You were not a mistake, for all your days were written in my book. I'm going to read the NIV on that. My frame was not hidden from you. And when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. So as he tells us, we are not mistakes. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. Acts 17:26. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalms 139:14. I knit you together in your mother's womb. Psalms 139:13. And brought you forth on the day you were born. Psalms 71:6. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. John 8:41 through 44. I am not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. 1 John 3:1. You might remember it like this. How great is the love of the that the Father has lavished on us that we should not be called children of God. And that is what we are. I'm going to repeat that, his paraphrase. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you simply because you are my child and I am your father. Who's God talking to each and every one of us? I offer you more than your earthly father ever could. Matthew 7:11. For I am the perfect father. Matthew 5:48. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand. James 1:17. For I am your provider, and I meet all your needs. Matthew 6:31-33. It's a promise from God. I'm a provider and I'll meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Remember that verse? I know the plans I have for you. He's talking to us. The plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future. Why? Because I love you with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31:3. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore. Psalms 139:17-18. And I rejoice over you with singing. Zephaniah 3:17. Do you believe that? God is rejoicing over us with singing. Can you picture that? That's what he tells us in his word. I rejoice over you with my singing. I will never stop doing good to you. Jeremiah 32:40. For you are my treasured possession. Exodus 19:5. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul. Jeremiah 32:41. And I want to show you great and marvelous things. Jeremiah 33:3. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Deuteronomy 4:29. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. Psalms 37:4. For it is I who gave you those desires. Philippians 2:13. That's why James was telling us, don't try and live in the world and live in the kingdom. When we have that hole in our heart, it's because of Philippians 2:13 here. Because he gave us that desire. So we're missing something if we don't draw near to him. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. Ephesians 3:20. I am your greatest encourager. 2 Thessalonians 2:16-17. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. Psalms 34:18. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. Isaiah 40:11. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. Revelations 21:3-4. The NIV says that verse in Revelation like this. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with man, or with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. What a thought. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son Jesus. John 17:23. For in Jesus my love for you is revealed. John 17:26. He is the exact representation of my being. Hebrews 1:3. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you. Romans 8:31. And to tell you that I am not counting your sins, Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. 2 Corinthians 5:18-19. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. 1 John 4:10. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love, gain our love. Romans 8:31-32. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me. Do you remember this verse that says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Our Father, our loving Father, is saying, and nothing will separate you from my love again. Romans 8:38-39. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. Luke 15:7. Remember that verse talking about rejoicing in heaven? I have always been Father and will always be Father. Ephesians 3:14-15. My question is, will you be my child? John 1:12-13. I am waiting for you. Luke 15:11-32. And that's the parable of the prodigal son. Then he concludes with, love your dad, Almighty God. Pretty powerful letter when you think about it. Or just to take the time to focus on that group of scriptures. You know, sometimes we just got to sit back and really look at what a loving Father we have. We can sing the choruses, we can read the verses, but to really sit and put it together, God's message for us, a true Father's love letter. I'm going to challenge you today. I made some copies. I've got two sets of copies, one specifically for Mother's Day on it. The other ones, they're normal print there. But I'm going to put them in back by where the bulletins are. And I'm going to challenge you to take them home and actually read through those verses. Took us, I don't know, 15 minutes or so to read them. It'll take a little longer to look them up, but a well worthwhile exercise. So with that, let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to think of you as that loving Father, to truly know your feelings for us, that you are so totally for us. Sometimes we lose sight of that. Sometimes either because we just selectively read, or because we're just so busy, or whatever, we just don't comprehend what a loving Father you are and how you so much want to just have us draw close to you. And we pray, Lord, that we can be challenged by your word, by these scriptures this morning, to try just a little bit harder to to get a mindset for you, to truly saturate ourselves with your love. In Christ's name, amen.